Texas foreclosure. In Texas, lenders may foreclose on deeds of trust or mortgages in default using either a judicial or non-judicial foreclosure process. Judicial foreclosure. A Texas judicial foreclosure is a court proceeding that begins when the lender files a complaint and records a notice in the public land records announcing a claim on the property to potential buyers, creditors, and other interested parties. The complaint describes the debt, the borrower's default, and the amount owed. The complaint asks the court to allow the lender to foreclose its lien and take possession of the property as a remedy for non-payment. The homeowner is served notice of the complaint, either by mail, direct service, or publication of the notice. The defendant, borrower, is permitted to dispute the facts, such as show that payments were made, offer defenses, or present counterclaims by answering the complaint, filing a separate suit, and/or by attending a hearing arranged by the court. If the defendant shows there are differences in material facts, a trial will be held by the court to determine if foreclosure should occur. In the vast majority of cases, however, the foreclosure action is undisputed because the borrower is in default and cannot offer facts to the contrary. If the court determines the homeowner did default and that the debt is valid, it will issue a judgment in favor of the lender or noteholder for the total amount owed, including costs for the foreclosure process. In order for the judge to determine the amount of the judgment, the lender or noteholder submits paperwork through an affidavit that itemizes the amounts due. Notice to borrower. The Texas Constitution requires that before lenders commence foreclosure, they give notice to the borrower. Texas Constitution Article 16, Section 50, K, 10. The notice must be mailed to the borrower and state that a ground for foreclosure exists. The notice must give the borrower at least 30 days, or at least 20 days in the event of a default under Subdivision 63 of the subsection, 2. Remedy the condition creating the ground for foreclosure. Pay the debt secured by the homestead property from proceeds of the sale of the homestead property by the borrower or from any other sources. Or, convey the homestead property to the lender by a deed in lieu of foreclosure. Texas Rules of Civil Procedure, Sections 735 and 736. Texas requires judicial foreclosure to protect equity the debtor may have in the property. Judicial foreclosure also serves to prevent strategic disclosures by unscrupulous lenders. Rule 736 of the Texas Rules of Civil Procedure provides the procedure for obtaining a court order to allow foreclosure of a lien containing a power of sale in the security instrument, dedicatory instrument, or declaration creating the lien, including a lien securing any of the following: a home equity loan, reverse mortgage, home equity line of credit, a tax lien transfer or property tax loan, a property owner's association assessment, non-judicial foreclosure. The non-judicial process of foreclosure is used when a power of sale clause exists in a mortgage or deed of trust. A power of sale clause is the clause in a deed of trust or mortgage in which the borrower pre-authorizes the sale of property to pay off the balance on a loan in the event of their default. In deeds of trust or mortgages where a power of sale exists, the power given to the lender to sell the property may be executed by the lender or their representative, typically referred to as the trustee. Regulations for this type of foreclosure process are outlined below. Sale of real property under contract lien. Texas Property Code, Section 51.002. A sale of real property under a power of sale conferred by a deed of trust or another contract lien must be a public sale at auction held between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. on the first Tuesday of a month. The sale must take place at the county courthouse in the county in which the land is located, or if the property is located in more than one county, the sale may be made at the courthouse in any county in which the property is located. The commissioner's court shall designate the area at the courthouse where the sales are to take place and shall record the designation in the real property records of the county. The sale must occur in the designated area. If no area is designated by the commissioner's court, the notice of sale must designate the area where the sale covered by that notice is to take place and the sale must occur in that area. A notice of the sale, which must include a statement of the earliest time at which the sale will begin, must be given at least 21 days before the date of the sale by posting at the courthouse door of each county in which the property is located a written notice designating the county in which the property will be sold, filing in the office of the county clerk of each county in which the property is located and a copy of the notice posted, serving written notice of the sale by certified mail on each debtor who, according to the records of the mortgage servicer of the debt, is obligated to pay the debt. The sale must begin at the time stated in the notice of sale or not later than 3 hours after that time. The mortgage servicer of the debt shall serve the debtor in default a written notice by certified mail stating that the debtor is in default under the deed of trust and giving the debtor at least 20 days to cure the default before notice of sale can be given. The entire calendar day on which the notice required is given, regardless of the time of day at which the notice is given, is included in computing the 20-day notice period required, and the entire calendar day on which notice of sale is given is excluded in computing the 20-day notice period. Service of a notice by certified mail is complete when the notice is deposited in the United States mail, postage prepaid, and addressed to the debtor at the debtor's last known address. The affidavit of a person knowledgeable of the facts to the effect that service was completed is prima facie evidence of service. Each county clerk shall keep all notices filed in a convenient file that is available to the public for examination during normal business hours. The clerk may dispose of the notices after the date of sale specified in the notice has passed. The clerk shall receive a fee of $2 for each notice filed. The entire calendar day on which the notice of sale is given, regardless of the time of day at which the notice is given, is included in computing the 21-day notice period required, and the entire calendar day of the foreclosure sale is excluded. The Commissioner's Court of a county may designate an area other than an area at the courthouse where sales will take place that is in a public place within reasonable proximity of the county courthouse and in a location as accessible to the public as the courthouse door. The Commissioner's Court shall record that designation in the real property records of the county. The posting of the notice required of a sale designated to take place at an area other than an area of the courthouse remains at the courthouse door of the appropriate county. Redemption. At any time up to the moment of the foreclosure, the borrower has the right to step in and pay what is owed and reclaim property forfeited due to mortgage default. This is his or her equity of redemption or equitable redemption. A lender would almost always prefer equity of redemption to deed in lieu of foreclosure. There is no right of redemption in Texas.